This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Major General Paul Valley. He's joined us a number of times to talk about critical national security issues, but he's also making a little bit of news of his own. On another radio program earlier in the week, he was commenting on the controversial case regarding a U.S. military officer, Terry Lakin, who was briefly imprisoned and dishonorably discharged for refusing to follow orders to head to Afghanistan because he questioned the constitutional eligibility of President Obama. During that interview, General Valley suggested that as many as 10 different experts that he's shown what the White House recently released as the president's long-form birth certificate is in fact a forgery. And he's with us now to shed a little bit more light on those claims. And General, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. Happy to be back again.
General, certainly for the case of official Washington and much of the mainstream media, the release of that appeared to be the long-form birth certificate seemed to be the end of the story. But you've shown this to a lot of different experts. Tell us a little bit about who these experts are and what they found so troubling about this purported birth certificate.
Well, even beyond my request, when the long form was released by the White House, then a lot of pundits as well as researchers starting a process of looking into the originality of that document. Now, that's not the original birth certificate. That's a certificate of live birth, which is different. His actual birth certificate has never been found in Hawaii, nor released from Hawaii Hospital, Kapiolei Hospital there, if it, in fact, did exist. We've had three CIA agents retired and some of their analytical associates look at it and came all to the same conclusion that even the long form was a forged document. So I would say that as a follow-on to this, and to answer all of our questions, that thoroughly be analyzed by resident FBI officials and analysts to determine if, in fact, invalidate whether it's forged or real. One of the apparent flaws in that document was they listed Kenya as the place of birth of Obama's father, but Kenya was not a country, established country at that time, so sort of brings in the question about that. And, of course, it brings into Article 2, natural-born status, which means both your parents for presidential appointment and candidacy must be born in the United States. So the fact that his father was validated on that birth certificate, even if it was true, say he was born in Kenya, which is has been validated. So there's still a lot of controversy, Greg, about it, and some of us would just like to have this thing clearly authenticated.
Any other issues that raised any red flags in the minds of these experts?
Well, that it was layered, the document, and they didn't do layering back in the early 60s, what they call layering a doc, where you can overlay one document onto another, and basically that's how forgers do currency and other forged documents. They can lay one onto the other by the high-tech means that they have today.
You know, of course, what the reaction's going to be, that no matter what the administration puts forth, some people simply won't be satisfied. How do you react to all that?
Well, I think that's true because they don't believe that he is eligible. So you have a fairly growing contingent out there. And I think one of the responses I get anyhow, that no members of Congress will take this on. The word I get out of Washington is that they don't want to challenge this because it would be, in fact, a felony offense and in some cases maybe even treasonous, and afraid of a black backlash from some of the urban areas. So, but that's a very poor excuse for not taking necessary steps to make sure that this president, in fact, is a legitimate president under Article 2. And he is a born U.S. citizen. So, anyhow, that's where we stand on it.
Do you expect the FBI to actually take this up? What efforts are underway?
No, I don't think they will. No. I think they're covering for this administration. I think the corruption within this administration is so proliferated through the agencies of government now that we're just in a bad situation here. I think the lack of confidence in our government is growing. And many feel that not only all the members of Congress, but even our courts are corrupted at this time.
And just to follow up on what you said before, obviously we're probably not in a position to name names, but the folks who have gone over these documents, you're saying have quite a bit of expertise in figuring out what's real and what's not.
That's correct.
General, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Okay, Greg. Take care.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. He's now head of Stand Up America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.